in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy.
Welcome back, sports fans. You're listening to SportsTownChicago.com. We are here at Evergreen Park Community High School watching the Chicago Chaos go against the Chicago Blaze. Paul, why don't you tell us why we're here today?
Well, it's a great cause for these two teams. Like I said, this is a preseason game for the Chicago Chaos, they will be kicking off their season soon. And they are doing a charity game against the Chicago, like you said, Chicago Blaze. The Chicago Blaze is mainly made up of firefighters, and that's what we're talking about right now is one firefighter, unfortunately. If you don't remember, Dan Capuano, a 15-year veteran of the Chicago Fire Department, sadly lost his life in December. And today's game, proceeds from it will go to the family of Dan Capuano. He's a father of three, and it was a nice charity game for them today. It's been a good cause so far.
Yeah, Paul, they actually put down together a great halftime ceremony for him and his family. They got his family out there. They gave him a few jerseys to commemorate himself. It was great to see both teams lined up there really, saying thank you to the firefighters, because not only do they help out, their local communities, they help out all over the place. So we really want to give a shout out to the firefighters for, being there for us and helping out all communities here in the Chicagoland area.
Absolutely, Mike. Also mentioned Campano was also a Evergreen Park firefighter, so don't want to miss that too. He was a fireman for two different firehouses, City of Chicago and Evergreen Park Township. That's who's let us use their high school today is their beautiful field. And so far this game has been a really fun game to watch.
Exactly, Paul. And a couple other people that helped out this afternoon. Service Sanitation donated the porta potties. We have Dan Wyack to the left of us, operating the scoreboard, and of course Evergreen Park Community High School, their personnel, to be able to use their facilities. I mean, this is just absolutely great field, as you guys can see. They've redone it recently, so we're really happy to be here. It's a great venue for this kind of event.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're about to get underway, and both teams should be rested after that intermission. And the Chaos came out strong. It was a tough start for them, but they were able to kind of regroup and adjust to what the Blaze was doing. Like you mentioned, the Blaze defensive front has been really tough on the offensive line for the Chaos to this point. And I'm expecting the Chaos just to kind of keep doing what they've been doing, which is just putting intense pressure on the Blaze.
So, Paul, what do you think? How do you think the Blades get back into this game? Do they have the firepower to mount a comeback down a couple touchdowns minus the extra points?
Well, I mean, we really haven't seen. I'm not sure. We haven't really seen them kind of use their full complement of players. It's like I want to say yes, just because we haven't seen. Them spread the ball that much, but you got Barnett, and for the guys who they're constantly trying to feed the ball to, to get back in this game, I would just get they gotta kind of score on your first drive, and then you can start the conversation of getting back into this game. But then you can't. Go any further until you get some points on the board, that's for sure, and slow the momentum down for the Chaos.
Definitely. So it looks like we're just about to get underway in the second half here. We're waiting on some of the coaches there trying to figure out with the referees what's going on here. It looks like they have stepped off the field. Looks like the refs are giving the green light to each other. And looks like the second half is just about to get underway.
Yeah, we talked about Estrada being the most popular offensive running back, or say player for the Blaze at this point. They featured him heavy in the first half. See what they do in the second half. Maybe try to change it up a bit.
Yeah, maybe use him as a decoy a little bit. Yeah. Let's see. Here's the opening kickoff here. The Blaze are going to field the ball right about at the 16-yard line. Number 21's taking it up the right side there. Eludes a few tackles and looks like he's dragged out of bounds right about at the 25. So that's where the Blaze will start the opening drive of the second half.
Number 21, Martell Bennett.
That was Martell Bennett on the return here. So it looks like he did get it to the 25.
You see right here as he, got the pile, dragging a pile of guys with him right there, as he just gets out of the 25-yard line, and so Blaze got the ball. And see what they do here.
Well, let's see if they made any halftime adjustments. They're still coming out. Looks like they're base offensive set. They got three wides on one side. They'll have a solo wide receiver on the other side with a back in shotgun back there with the quarterback. So let's see if Welsh can get something going here. And looks like an inside handoff right there to number 38. Antonio Artis gets about 2, maybe 3 yards. It's a slow developing play. Looks like it looks like they got 1 yard there. So it's going to be second and nine here.
You can see Artis right here take the handoff and just great lane opening for the Blaze right there. Unfortunately, defensive line for the Chaos were able to get them right away and was only able to pick up a few yards there.
All right. Looks like they are going no backs, five wides here. Trips to the right side. There's the snap. He is a fake to the right side. Oh, and there's a sack right there by big number 91 making the play. That was Trevor Forker. Big time play right there. That's the first sack of the ball game that we've seen.
Yeah, you can see right here Welsh out of the shotgun. Like we said, we've seen him all game. Goes to look to his right, tries to throw it, but you can see no one there. Then he just tucks it under and just decides to go down rather than try to make a play out of nothing. And you got a loss of yards for the Blaze.
Yeah, third and long here, third and 15. Let's see if the Blaze can convert this. They've got a long ways to go. Looks like the Chaos have put their DBs about 6 yards behind all the wide receivers there. Still five whites and more pressure. There's a flag on the play. He is sacked again right there by Chevy Jenkins. Another one of those big D linemen there. Lost his helmet.
Let's see
what happened.
Yeah, you can see right here is, working out of the shotgun Welch's, but the defensive front for the Chaos is just overpowering. And you can see him just, lose his helmet, get deep, almost go basically untouched during that last play, and just the defensive line for the Chaos just swarming Welch.
Looks like they are going to decline the holding penalty on the Blaze. So it's going to bring up 4th and 15 for the Blaze. They are going to punt the ball back to the Chaos. And let's see if the Chaos can get the ball rolling after this punt.
Great defensive stop for the Chaos. It's exactly what you wanted. Basically, you get kicking off the ball in the first half, and at the beginning of the second half, and you force your opponent to go with three and out. So I'm sure that's what the coach wanted coming out of the locker room.
Exactly, Paul. You couldn't have scripted any better there for them. Oh, there's a bad snap there out of the end zone. He still kicked it. Oh, this is not good.
Wow.
It was fielded by a Chaos player over there. Looks like he brought it down to about the 5-yard line. That was a weird play, Paul.
You don't see
that.
Yeah, no. I mean, took the words right out of my mouth there, Mike. Yeah, you definitely don't see that. That looked like I can't tell if that was a high snap or for the kicker just lost it. But it's still trying to. He was still trying to at least force the play. Yeah, right here, you can see it bumbling in the end zone with it, and just trying to kick it off his foot right there, as you see in the replay. And like I said, unfortunately for the Chaos, they're able to field it that closely, and you get great field position. So again, the good fortune keeps going for the Chaos right out.
You know, and in all honesty, as the punter there, you might have been better off just going out of the end zone and taking a safety. You put your defense in a really bad position here, giving the other team the ball in the red zone when they've already been rolling in the end of that second quarter there. But they definitely stepped up there. They stopped them for a loss. And, you know, maybe this fires the chaos up. You know, maybe they get an opportunity to start bumping some heads and really going after them.
Yeah, you can see right there is Johnson again. Get the handoff. Just runs right into a wall right there. He's not able to get any light, daylight, so he can, try and break through. Blaze did a great job clogging up those running lanes.
Yeah, their defensive line really has played well this afternoon. They have made some adjustments, is what it looks like, during halftime, because they got some great penetration there on that one. Do we have a new quarterback? It does look like Corey McNulty is taking the snaps at the current moment. He is back there. And he's throws it into a bevy of defenders. It gets tipped by one of the Blaze players, so that pass will go incomplete. That's going to bring up third down and 7 from the 7. So they're in the red zone. Paul, what did you think about that play?
That's a tough play. I'm not sure what he saw there. He had a lot of Blaze defenders right in the right in the area. It looked like there was 3 right here, as you can see him get ready to take the snap. And McNulty, yeah, right here, I can see him just throws it, and you can see 3 guys just kind of falling down, and threw it behind the Chaos receiver. So fortunate play that wasn't picked off, but we'll see what he does on the second.
Here we go on third down and goal. He's rolling to the right, wanted to throw back, got in that man, tipped away by number 36 of the Blades. That's going to fall incomplete, so that's going to bring up fourth down. Now, the real question is, Paul, what are they going to do here? Again, this is special teams issue.
Yeah, I think, it's fourth down right here. You can see that was Filippi right there on the replay, got the nice deflection right there, the Chaos receiver was not able to come down with it, just falling down. But yeah, right here, I think you just ready to go for it. I mean, you got a nice, lead. You got 2 touchdown lead basically. It's like you can't trust your kicker obviously at this point. And what's the worst? Worst case scenario, you've pinned the Blaze back on their own 5, or 8-yard line. So yeah, I can see definitely agree with the Chaos going for it right here.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. It's a win-win situation for them. And here they go, take the snap, throwing a ball in the right corner of the end zone. He caught that. There was some contact.
Yeah,
no flags. That's good. Touchdown. Again, guess who? Matt Brackman. I told you. I was watching him in warm-ups.
Yeah,
I thought he'd have a big game.
It's a second touchdown of the game for Brackman. And, a huge play. You can see it right here. It kind of lofts it up right here. And then, like you said, some incidental contact in the corner. But he's able to come down with it, Brackman. And as we see, the Chaos now extend their lead, 26-7.
And it looks like they're going for 2. McNulty had a great drive there.
He's right there.
He did what he was supposed to do. When you have a short field like that, you got to punch it in, get the 6 points, and he did exactly what you're looking for there.
Yeah, it was kind of a dangerous pass. Looked like it hung up there a little bit, but fortunately, Brackman was able to come down with it.
All right, they are shotgun, 2 wides on each side with the back with McNulty getting the shotgun snap, drops back. There's some pressure, throws it to his running back, Johnson. He is in. All right. Looks like they're going to pump up that score another 2 points, get him to 4 touchdowns at 28. So they are up 21 points on the Blaze.
Yeah, great.
Paul, what'd you think?
Yeah, great 2-point conversion. It was nice. That looked like a play that could have been broken up earlier. It looked like a low pass from the QB for the Chaos. And as you can see right here, as he takes the snap, that's McNulty. He throws it kind of low and then is able to pick it up and then just burrow his way into the touchdown. So great play for the Chaos. And like you said, 21-point lead.
Yeah, Johnson has been a little quiet this afternoon. I kind of thought that going into today he'd have a little bit more of an impact. But, as we talked about earlier, Paul, it is a preseason game.
Sure.
They are probably going to work on some things that they feel like other players need more work on. There's a reason why Tkachuk is not in the game anymore, and they started McNulty for the second half. They saw enough out of Tkachuk where they said, hey, you know what? We feel comfortable with where you're playing right now. I don't feel like you need to get any more reps. Have a great day. You know, just wait till we're over. Have a, you know, go home and you know, relax, enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely, and we mentioned, like you said, Mike, this is a preseason game, and yeah, you want to get all your players as much work as possible.
And there's the kickoff to the Blaze. Looks like number 88's taking it down the right. There's a fumble. Number 26 for the Chaos has picked the ball up. Looks like they scored and get the ball right back. That is not what the Chaos. I'm sorry, the Blaze were looking for. Exactly what the Chaos wanted.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Justin Fitz, I mean, great, but I think he was the one that forced the fumble. And like you said, Mike, not a good return. We'll see right here for the Blaze as he's can see him coming down the right-hand side. And then, boom, right there, just kind of hits right there. And that was Graham. That was Christian Graham who was able to rip that ball out of the arm of the returner for the Blaze. So great play for the Chaos. And, again, another good field position for them.
Yeah,
so
you can't ask for better field position starting in the red zone all the time.
If you're the offense, you gotta give kudos to your special team guys.
Definitely. They've done some great work here. They're getting their offense some quality field position to get some easy points on the board. So let's see if the Chaos can punch in another six here early in the third quarter. They are again in their base offense here with four wides and one back. McNulty takes it up the right side. Looks like he's going to get about 8 yards here. You know, no fake to the running back, which is a little bit weird. They have been running a lot of that option out there, but
yeah, that seems to be the strength, or what's at least worked well for the Chaos so far, as far as we can see on there on the replay with the QB taking the handoff and just, you know, basically, you know, if they're not doing a fake handoff, trying to fool the defense, they're keeping it and just running with it. You saw McNulty do it just there. You see Schumacher do it at the first half. So, I mean, it's, you know, something they've been working on right now.
Definitely. So, McNulty's been pretty good out there so far. He's made some good decisions. You know, they are very close here to getting that first down. They're 2 yards away. And looks like there's a reverse to number three. He's got a lane. Let's see. Oh, nice spin move. Another spin move, and he's in for six.
Wow. Great play. That was with Jamal Banks right there. Did not want to be denied.
No. You know what? That is something that they've been working on. As you can see, they put a little bit of trickeration into that play going with a reverse. They were the Blaze was definitely caught off guard on that.
As you can see right here, Banks is like nice spin move right there. You know, he still gets held up, still keeps going with the spin move, and just burrows his way into the touchdown. So, great play for Banks and great for the Chaos to take advantage of again prime field position.
Great play for Banks. It looks like they're going to try to kick this one with a sizable lead. Now they can afford to work on a few things. So let's see if we can, get Kozlowski some confidence back and make this kick. There's the snap, hold. Oh, looks like he's going to get his first one of the day.
Kozlowski's extra
point attempt is good. Well, good for him. He needed a little confidence booster after missing a couple and then having the offense opt to go for two a few times. So you got to feel good for that young man out there this afternoon.
To your point, you know, exactly. It's, you know, he made two first misses right there, as you can see. You know, we'll have a good – look like a good snap, good hold, gets it down right away, and was able to get it through the uprights, as we see right there. So kudos to him for, you know – it's like he didn't go 0-for. That's what you can say that.
Yeah.
So
it's all right. In baseball, if you're 1-for-3, you're in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Unfortunately, not so much in football.
No.
But, they've bumped their lead. There are the Chaos are now up 35-7 on the Blaze. The Blaze are in red. The Chaos are in white here here at Evergreen Park Community High School.
Exactly. Like I said today, this is a charity game for the – is the proceeds from this game will go to the fire fund, excuse me, for a fallen firefighter of Dan Capuano, and the proceeds will go to his family. He's got his father of three, and it's a great cause to play for these two teams today, and it's been a great game so
Definitely.
Far.
Definitely. A great afternoon to have this game, too. You love the turnout. Over 300 people here is what it looks like. And, you know, that's just it's a great environment, you know, to get a chance to see some football in April. It's a lot of fun. Looks like the Blaze took that out to about the 20, that kickoff there. They need to get some things going here, Paul. What do you think they need to do on this drive?
Well, yeah, I like
to
on
get
this,
them back in.
Yeah, just like on this return, you can see right here. Just, you know, he did the right thing right there. Just kind of he took the ball right away and just ran outside. That was the first thing. Special teams have been an issue for the Blaze so far today in this game. To me, the first thing is, you know, you kind of been, I'm talking about the Blaze now, they've been really, you know, they haven't changed, you know, much as far as offensively, right? They keep wanting to go to Estrada. You know, they're throwing a lot of screens to, you know, either side. So maybe look for over the middle a little bit more and trying to spread, you know, it looks like the Chaos are playing a lot of man coverage. So you got to look for those open zones to try and hit your streamers in stride.
There's the snap here. Quarterback's rolling to the left, throws it out wide there again to Estrada, but pass is incomplete. Estrada tried to make a sliding catch there, but unfortunately he just didn't have enough length to go and grab that. Now, I understand why they're throwing, but, you know, they're going to have to get the ball moving any way that they possibly can, whether it's through the throw or through the run. So they really have to start doing some positive things the Blaze do on the offensive end.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And like I was saying, just those little things. You got to try and change it up. But, you know, the Chaos are playing man. You know, try to hit those guys. You know, you can see it. You saw in the last play right there. He tried to hit his guy. Unfortunately, he threw it behind him.
And there's the second down play. There's a pass again to Estrada. It's immediately hit by number 24 on the Chaos for a very short gain. Looks like just 2 yards. You know, they need to go away from this, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen it all day pretty much. Is what the Blaze have done with Estrada. They either, as you can see right here on the replay, they've either lined it up to the left or to the right, and there's, again, another screen right here to the left. Yeah, Estrada caught it, but you got the Chaos DB who's right there to pick it up. So they're not being fooled with that play.
Definitely not. Yeah. There's no deception going on here, and with this third and eighth play, they are with no backs. They have five wides out there. So let's see if they can get a positive play going on here. Looks like a solid pocket, rushed up the middle. Quarterback's going to run. He looks like he is very, very close to that first down. Let's take a look at the spot. Nope, he's going to be short by a yard. So that's going to bring up fourth and one for the Blaze.
Yeah.
You'd have to think, Paul, they're going to go for it.
Yeah, you can see Welsh right here. Just take it, go up the middle, and just barely, you know, he goes for the slide, tries to pick up the first down. Kit with the Chaos defenders breathing down. That was Bradley Nash, who had him lined up, but Welsh was a well-timed slide right there.
Well, it looks like they are going to go for it. I mean, they don't have anything to lose at this
sure,
point in time. So they really, you know, they really should go for it. Now, I personally, you know, with this five wide, if he gets a running lane to go up the middle, I say take it. If not, they'll probably go towards Estrada.
Yep.
Oh, no. They do complete the fourth down on a pass to number 43. That would be Mark Sullivan. So he got about 6 yards there. That was, you know, that surprised me a little bit because they didn't go to Estrada.
You can see right here as Welsh just, you know, knew where he was going with that right away. Gets the bat, fires it off right to his right, and a completion. They didn't need much right there. Only needed a few to get the first, and that's what they did.
Exactly. They need more plays like that, just small chunks to just start driving the ball down the field. Even if they're not scoring, to kind of keep the ball away from the Chaos, they don't want to get this ball game to get too out of hand.
Exactly, yep.
And there's a snap first down. There's a pass up the middle, caught by number 88. He's moving it down past the 50. He's at the 47, tackled by a gang of Chaos football players there. So they're moving the chains. The Blaze are starting to get the ball moving here, Paul.
Yeah, that was a nice play. And when we talk about getting away from Estrada, right there, you had Pukanik right there catching the play over the middle. I mean, it was, like to your point, Mike, you can see right here, Wells take the low snap and just get it over the middle and just, like we talk about spacing and getting hitting the receivers in stride to try to get, open up and spread the chaos of defenders out. And that's what they've done the last two at least plays. So
right.
We'll see what they can do right here.
Yeah, they need to keep this momentum going. They are, again, in five wide, no back, empty set with quarterback just back there. Here's the snap. There's a little bit of pressure. Makes a throw over the middle, almost picked off by number 11, Christian Grantham. He made a great play on that. Honestly, the Blaze quarterback there, John Welsh, he tried to fit into a window that might have been too small.
Yeah, you can see on the replay right here as he's coming, the receivers, he's looking where he's going the entire time. He's basically televising where the ball's coming to him. And he had three chaos defenders right there. I mean, very lucky for the Blaze it wasn't an interception. If you're the chaos, that was right there. You got to come up with that interception.
Again, you got your hands on the ball. You got to catch it.
Defensive player, absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, there's a reason why he's not playing offense, because he's not catching the ball
That's right.
So here's the second down play again in shotgun. Throwing across his body, tipped up again to Estrada. Not quite tall enough for that pass. Again, when you're throwing across your body, Paul, that's really hard to get an accurate pass, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Across your body, and he was, moving from left to right. That's the other thing. When you're running, and as we'll see Welsh right here, when he takes the snap, and he tries to, shakes the defender, but, it's tough, especially when you got guys barreling down your face. I mean, you can't plant your feet and really put your effort into the throw, so you get a shaky throw and you get a near interception.
Yeah, and the throw when you're going across the body, you have to get enough zip on that ball to make sure it gets there to get to your receiver. He just couldn't quite get enough there. So here's the third and 10 down play. He is flushed out of the pocket. Welsh, it gets away from a couple defenders, throws it away. Either he's out of bounds or he got picked off.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like.
We're waiting for the refs here. Well, the down and distance has changed to 4.
Yeah, as you can see, Welsh here trying.
I'm not sure. I think they called that out of bounds.
Yeah, Welsh gets forced out of the pocket. Looks like he stepped out of bounds. I think he stepped out of bounds, as you can see in the replay. I think it's going to be a turnover.
So that is going to.
We can see in the replay.
Looks like that's going to bring to the end of the third. So going into the fourth quarter, we've got the Chicago Chaos up 35-7 on the Chicago Blaze. This is SportsTownChicago.com. And welcome back to Evergreen Park Community High School, where the Chicago Chaos have a 35-7 lead. On the Chicago Blaze, we are just about to get the fourth quarter started. The Blaze are in red. The Chaos are in white. The Blaze have the ball on the Chaos 48. Looks like this is their fourth down play. We've got to get 11 yards to keep this drive going. Looks like they are going to get it. That is Jesse Estrada catching the pass for about 12 yards. So it looks like they will move the ball, Paul.
Yeah, it was a nice play coming out of the not a timeout, but switching the quarters. We see right here in the replay, Estrada came. It was nice for him to come, stick to the sidelines right there. Yeah, you can see Welsh just gets shaken out of the pocket. He's able to complete a nice pass to Estrada, who went down the field. So that's probably what they going to do. If they want to get Estrada more involved, they got to use him as a wide receiver.
That's definitely true. They are split five wide out. It looks like their quarterback's going to take it up the right sideline. He is close to another first down. I'm not sure if Welsh got all the way to that first down. We're going to see where they mark him. Yep, chains are moving. That's another first down for the Blaze.
Yeah, as you can see right here, Welsh takes the shotgun snap again. He looks to his left. He couldn't see anything. Just looking, and it just keeps the ball and runs. So, it's probably something we'll see throughout the rest of the game for the Blaze. He's probably just going to, you know, they've been throwing the entire game. So
right, but they also need to get yards where they can.
Yep.
So they did a good job there of getting what the defense gave them. They just need to move the chains here at this point in the game. Get more confidence, even though it is a preseason game. They're going to need more confidence going into their next preseason game to get them ready for their real season.
Absolutely.
They have three wides and one on the bottom. One running back on the backfield. The back takes the handoff. Big number 38 makes a cut up the middle and gets him inside the 10-yard line. That's one heck of a run by that large man, number 38. That's going to be Antonio Artis.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That was a great little run there for Artis. I mean, like, man, he definitely made some moves on that. That's the play right there, as we'll see right here, as he takes the handoff. You can see him just look. I mean, you can see right here, he'll do a nice cutback move with some, like right around there. So it'll be a nice play for the Blaze.
And it's first and goal for the Blaze on the 10-yard line. Again, they have two wides split up top, one on the bottom. They got a tight end in there with a back in shotgun. There's the snap, looking left, going right, incomplete. He was looking for number 8, Brian Velchek. He threw the ball a little short there. Welsh just didn't have enough time.
Yeah, you can see the chaos right here. Number 86 just gets right around the left tackle right there. Welsh, as you can see, had the receiver in the flat. Looked like he could have walked into the end zone if he just had a few more seconds. But kudos to the defensive back for the chaos. That's Matt. That's Brackman. So he's been very active so far this day.
Yeah, Brackman looks like is he playing both ways? Is he out there again?
89. Yeah.
Wow, he's one heck of a football player. He's on the field. I think he's probably the best talented player that we've seen out there today. He's had a great game, couple touchdowns, and there they missed a pass there. Welsh keeps throwing across his body. I'm not sure that's the best option for him. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, somebody you can see here in the replay, you can tell there's just no room for his receivers to work out there. It's just, yeah, I mean, when you throw across your body, you can right there, you see he's crossing his feet as he's throwing the ball. You know, that just makes for a really waffle delivery. You know, we can't put you plant your feet in the ground. You lose power, which loses accuracy. And it's just little things that contribute. And it's been a problem for him so far this day.
Exactly. So we're looking at 3rd and 10 from the 10 in the red zone. He's looking to the right side, throws a corner fade. He's got a man. Is he in? He is in.
Nice.
That's a touchdown. Well done. The Blaze answer back in the fourth, 88. That's going to be Pete Polkonik with the touchdown.
Well, yeah, you can see Welsh. Nice play as he takes it again. Shotgun snap. Just kind of throws it up in the air. You can see it's a jump ball for the chaos defensive back. And, wow, just comes down, gets one, and, doesn't look like he gets both feet in.
You don't need both feet. You just got to get one in.
You know what? It's a charity game, and like we said, this is for a good cause. Fallen firefighter of Dan Coppola, and proceeds will go to his family and his father of three. So good cause for this game. No, don't have to get too critical, right, for the refs?
No, not right now. And it looks like the Blaze are going to go for it. Go for that two-point conversion. They had somebody else in for quarterback there. I'm not quite sure who that was. That was not the normal quarterback, Welsh. Let's take a look here. That was number 18, Kenny Williams. Looks like he's the backup there. I'm kind of wondering why they'd put the backup there to run a two-point conversion. Any ideas, Paul?
Yeah, maybe just trying something different. It is only 8 minutes left in the game, as we were talking about, and the game's almost over. And we've talked about it throughout the broadcast that that the Blaze actually, these are firefighters. When they're not together playing games like these guys are, protecting us and doing their, being a great community members and stuff. So, I mean, they don't practice that often. So maybe that's just getting work in, like you were throwing out before.
That's a possibility, it's great to have them out here. And like we said earlier in the broadcast, we did get a chance to speak with one of the coaches down on the field, and he did mention that, unfortunately, due to their schedules, You know, it's hard for them to really get some good practice time, especially get a place to actually practice on top of that. They have to go from high school to high school. They don't actually even have a home field. So it is very difficult for them to make sure that they can get everything that they need to do, you know, to get prepared for a game, Paul. So it makes a big difference. Where,
oh, yeah.
You know, of course, as the Chaos, they've got a more of a facility that they kind of do some work in.
Oh, absolutely. And the Blaze, they've shown some flashes and some really, there's some great athletic firefighters, Ryan.
Oh, number 22 takes a kickoff there, gets out to about the 34-yard line. That's a nice little return that we've seen there by Cody Gillard.
Yeah, so yeah, it was.
Looks like the Chaos are going to get the ball at the 34, so first and 10. Let's see who comes out there for quarterback for them. See if they're going to continue going along with Sumling.
Yeah, as you can see right here, Gillard takes the return and just gets it, you know, kind of taking his time and just sees the lanes. You see him cut to the right and just got nice field position. Get up to the 34-yard line for the Chaos. So it's been the story of the game so far, I think, Mike, has been special teams and field position, which has really benefited the Chaos so far.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, we do realize that the Chaos have had some issues in their kicking game.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, they've been pretty solid on all facets of the game.
And it's been good charity. It's been a good game and good weather, not more than you can ask for.
So first and 10 play there. It's an incomplete pass. It does look like Sumling is still in the game. He was going for the wide receiver number 86. Looks like James LP.
And as you can see right here, just on that mini play, that was deflection right there at the right at the line of scrimmage. So it was good play for the Blaze, and second down for the Chaos.
Yeah, so it looks like second and 10 here. They're going to break the huddle. They're slowing the pace down here without a clock to get them really going. They can't afford to slow the pace here. There's no play clock here, so they're taking their time. The Chaos know that they've basically wrapped this game up. They want to go home with no injuries, which, knock on wood, we haven't had this afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing to see here with these two ball clubs here. And there's an incomplete pass there. It looks like McNulty got flushed out of the pocket. Had no receivers open and just kind of had to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, as you see here in the replay, McNulty looking to his left, right, just gets flushed out of the pocket. There's nowhere to go. Great pursuit by the defensive line for the Blaze. That was number 99. That was C.J. Coburn. So, great to see, some pursuit out of him. And C.J. Coburn, it works out of the Madison Fire Department. So
yeah, they're definitely rotating a lot of players, which you like to see. Everybody gets a chance to get on the field this afternoon, and take part in this preseason game. So we're looking at third and 10 here for the Chaos. They are shotgun two wide on each side with a back there. And there's the pass caught. Looks like they are going to be short of the first down, about 4 yards short. It was caught by number 88. He actually is not on our roster list. I'm not quite sure who that is, but good catch by number 88.
Yeah, nice by McNulty. Nice pass over in the middle. Kind of bobbled it right there, as you can see, but he's still able to hold on to it and as he comes down with it. So, and the result is fourth down for the Chaos.
Yeah, and it does look like the Chaos are going to be going for it. Otherwise, they would have brought the special teams on. It doesn't hurt to go for it at this point in time. With a big lead, up 35-13 on the Blaze, it doesn't mean too much to go for it. It's more of a confidence builder, especially with your second team quarterback in there, Corey McNulty. So let's see if we can build some confidence for the offense, for the second team offense here on this fourth down play. And there they go. The ball is snapped. He's running to his right side. Throws it deep. Throws it out to nobody. It is intercepted by the Blaze number 26. He's got the ball. Oh, he fumbled the interception. It looks like the Chaos jumped on the fumble.
And now,
number 5, that's Donnell Salas, got the fumble. Intercepted by number 26.
A lot in that series.
Given, it was taken away and given right back, so that actually benefits the chaos there. So the chaos actually have moved the ball up about 15 yards.
Yeah, as you can see right here in the replay, just, I mean, you get the interception. I mean, and then the fumble it right there. It's just come down with it. I mean, wow. It's just crazy sequence of events just in the last, 5 seconds?
Yeah, so definitely, Paul. You know, when you create a turnover like that, you don't want to give them the ball back right away.
Sure.
That's kind of disheartening. I mean, you could even see it in the sidelines. The Blaze were kind of holding their heads down at that point in time. There's a handoff to the running back up the middle. He's got a big hole. Looks like he's going to get the first down. He should be moving the chains there. Let's see where they spot him. Yep, they're going to give him the first down. So it looks like it's going to be a first and 10 on the Blaze's 25.
Wow. Well, so yeah. I think to your point, Mike, I think they're just gonna, you got short time. It's the game's pretty much wrapped up with 2 minutes left. You can see right here in the replay, it's just Young, just great penetration. Just 10 yards, just dragging guys with him right there. I mean, it's nice to see the rotation of running backs that the Chaos are using, and I think you just keep running the ball, right?
Definitely. And the Chaos have they're having their home opener here in a couple of weeks, and be sure to tune in to Sportstown Chicago, or you can go to Chicago Chaos's website also to see a broadcast of the game. Their home opener actually, it's going to be a great time. It's fun to see some football. When you don't normally see football. So it's really going to be a good watch. And, they're bringing back a pretty solid team. There's the Flyers. It's going to be at Benedict University. Kickoff will be at 8:30. So, come out if you can. There's free parking. It's a great time. They're going to go against the Neo Predators. Come and see some good football there on the 30th of April.
And like I said, the Chaos are trying to defend their Gridiron Football Championship. So, and it's a great preseason today is a great way to kick off the year.
Yeah, and there's the snap here, a throw up to number 5, right at the goal line. Couldn't haul that in. Had the chance. The ball hung up there a little bit. If it was thrown a little bit further by McNulty, I think the wide receiver probably would have had a better shot at it. Let's take a look here.
Yeah, as you can see right here on the replay, McNulty getting the shotgun, knew where he was going with that, just heaves it downfield, and just unfortunately he's not able to come down with
looks
it.
Looks like the ball held up there just enough for the DB to come back and make a play on it. So we are looking at 3rd and 4 with only 24 seconds left. They'll take this snap. Quarterback looks to his left, will throw that way, incomplete. So the clock will continue to run here. They have had a running clock here in the second half, and that might be the last play of the game here.
Yep, I think you're right, Mike. I think they're going to do it.
It does.
And we wind down this game, and it's been a great game for a great cause. And just really quick, Chicago's largest beer festival returns to Soldier Field on Saturday, May 7th. Here's your first taste of the festival season, celebrating great beers on the grass of Chicago's iconic stadium. Draft your lineup of beers with access to the huge variety of breweries. It's the perfect summer kickoff that you don't need the game day tickets to enjoy. Tickets are going fast, and prices increase on May 7th. Buy yours at ChicagoBeerClassic.com before it's too late.
Well, Paul, as the players shake hands and tell each other good game, we'd love to thank a few people who really helped put this on. The Evergreen Park Community High School and personnel, for, of course, being able to use this fantastic facility they have here. Dan Wyack to our left. Thank you, Dan, very much for running the scoreboard. And, of course, Service Sanitation, who donated the porta potties for use of this. I mean, this was a great, great time here. Great football on top of that. Paul, a great cause.
Yeah, and like you said, proceeds from today's charity will go to the firefighter Dan Capuano, who, and the proceeds will go to his kids. He's got 3 kids, and it was a beautiful day outside, and it was a great game, and it was a great cause.
Yeah, they really had a good football today. It's exactly what the Chaos wanted. They wanted to kind of get the season off started on the right foot, especially on their first preseason game. So they made sure that they did exactly what they needed. And then on top of that, they got some second teamers in there to get some good reps in, some live game reps, so that they have a good feel for when the season starts, what they need to do, what they need to work on right now.
Yeah, I mean, through the chaos, I don't know how much you can really, you know, put into a preseason game, especially one against, you know, for a charity and against a team that doesn't, you know, practice, and it's not really an official Gridiron League team. But everything you said, the getting the practice in and mixing guys in, playing guys different positions, using all you have. So I think it was a good game, great day. I mean, what else can you ask for?
Yeah, not too much. I mean, like you said, the weather was fantastic. Some great football. You know, you couldn't have asked for a better day, a better venue, and, you know, a better pair of teams to come out here and really put on a show for us this afternoon.
Absolutely. And, well, like I said, chaos. You know, they win 35-7 against the Chicago Blaze. And I just want to say congrats to chaos and, you know, thanks to the Blaze for a hard-fought victory. Hard-fought game, I should say.
Great, great. And we'd love to thank you for listening to us on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Michael Chen with Paul Campos. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, everyone.